USA Radio News.
U.S. wages may be going up, but so is the price of everything else. Lance Pry reports.
U.S. wages are increasing, but not nearly enough to keep up with the soaring costs of gasoline and rent. According to a new analysis by the Urban Institute, by January, rents in the average metropolitan area had increased 15% over the prior year. Hourly wages only rose about 5% over that same time frame.
From Washington, House Democrats have put forth multiple proposals which would send direct payments to Americans to help offset high gas prices. The plans are similar to the COVID-19 stimulus checks. The national daily average of gasoline has been more than $4 per gallon for 2 weeks. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki has tested positive for COVID-19 and will not travel with President Biden to Europe. This is USA Radio News.
Have you or someone you know used heartburn medications Zantac or ranitidine and been diagnosed with cancer? Zantac and ranitidine have been positively linked to cancer. According to the FDA, Zantac and ranitidine contain NDMA, a known cancer-causing agent. NDMA has been positively linked to cancers of the bladder, pancreas, esophagus, liver, and stomach. Even in single doses and in smaller doses over time, NDMA is one of the strongest proven cancer-causing agents. Call 888-960-1233 or go to ZantacMoney.com. You may be entitled to substantial compensation without going to court if you or a loved one have taken these products in the past 10 years and been diagnosed with cancer. Call now to see if you qualify for free. Call 888-960-1233 or visit ZantacMoney.com to get what may be owed to you. You may be entitled to a cash reward. Find out now at ZantacMoney.com or call 888-960-1233 to see if you qualify for free.
Former Alaska Governor Sarah Palin said she would consider replacing Alaska Representative Don Young in the U.S. House. Young died on Friday at the age of 88 and is set to lie in state in the Capitol on March 29th. The former VP candidate spoke to Newsmax.
Think of those huge shoes that are to be filled when we consider Don Young's longevity and his passion, his love, his fighting spirit for our wonderful state of Alaska and for the nation as a whole. If I were asked to serve in the House and take his place, I would be humbled and honored, and I would.
President Joe Biden's pick for U.S. Supreme Court testified for the second day on Capitol Hill Tuesday. Ketanji Brown Jackson defended her sentencing of child porn offenders when some lawmakers accused her of being weak.
Nothing could be further from the truth.
And grocery workers across Southern California are casting ballots, which moves them one step closer to authorizing a strike. This is USA Radio News.
Gunsmoke, Fort Laramie, have gun, will travel.
Frontier gentlemen,
Luke Slaughter of Tombstone.
The greatest radio shows of all time, classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. On many of these radio stations or online, just search for classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox. That's classic radio theater with Wyatt Cox.
GM has issued more recalls.
Over 740,000 General Motors SUVs are being recalled due to a headlight issue. The GMC Terrain vehicles made between 2010 and 2017 have headlight beams that can be too bright and cause glare for oncoming drivers. The NHTSA saying reflections on the headlight housing are to blame for the brightness. GM had asked all regulators to avoid a recall but were denied. Owners should begin to receive recall notices in late April. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
In other automotive news, Toyota will idle production at its southwestern Indiana assembly plant for 5 days in April because of supply chain disruptions. On those days, the 7,200-member Princeton workforce can report for work for other tasks, use a paid time off day, or take unpaid time. The parents of an accused school shooter in Michigan have been assigned two independent attorneys. James and Jennifer Crumley returned to court on Tuesday. Each is charged with 4 counts of manslaughter in the Oxford High School shooting, which killed 4 students and injured several more. Prosecutors say the Crumleys purchased the gun for their son a few days before the shooting and did not keep the gun in a secure and locked area. The Crumleys are due back in court on April 5th. For USA Radio News, I'm Katie Lewis.